USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A more transmissible strain of coronavirus has been discovered in a fourth U.S. state. New York announced Monday they had a case of the B117 COVID-19 strain in a town north of Albany in a patient that hadn't traveled recently. The strain has also been found in Colorado, California, and Florida. The variant was first identified in the United Kingdom, and scientists believe it's between 50 and 70% more infectious than the original virus. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed a Stand Your Ground provision into law, making Ohio the 36th state with a measure that doesn't require someone to retreat before acting with lethal force in self-defense. In a statement, DeWine said he signed the bill to clear up an ambiguity in Ohio's self-defense law. DeWine had threatened to veto the measure unless the state legislature took up a package of gun laws that he proposed after the August 2019 mass shooting in Dayton that saw 10 people killed and another 17 injured. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life, and a guaranteed, it continues until March 1st, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021. From Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
At least 12 senators now say they will challenge the Electoral College vote count Wednesday in a joint session of Congress, with Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler the latest to join the effort. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley was one of the first to declare his intent to challenge the vote. When asked about his motivations, he says he's standing up for his constituents, telling Fox News he's going to use the forum he's been given to get them answers about the election.
But what I'm trying to do is to raise the concerns that my constituents have all over Missouri. I have heard from people like I've never heard before over the last month about this election. They have major, major concerns about the integrity, the fairness of this election, and they expect me to stand up and to raise those concerns, and this is the only forum I have to do it. This is the forum that the Constitution and the statutes provide, and they also want action. They want an investigation into these irregularities. They want new election laws to make sure that our elections are secure going forward. This is my chance to stand up and speak for them, and somebody has got to take their concerns seriously and speak up, and that's what I'm going to do.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
At a rally Monday for Georgia Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, Vice President Mike Pence reaffirmed his support of an effort led by Senator Ted Cruz to challenge the Electoral College vote when Congress meets on Wednesday to certify it.
You know, I know we all got our doubts about the last election. And I want to assure you, I share the concerns of millions of Americans about voting irregularities. And I promise you, come this Wednesday, we'll have our day in Congress. We'll hear the objections. We'll hear the evidence. But tomorrow is Georgia's day.
The vice president will preside over Wednesday's joint session. Over the weekend, Pence said that he welcomes the Republican lawmakers' challenge to the results of the presidential election in several states. A normally innocuous midweek college basketball game between Boston University and Holy Cross will now stand out, as both teams will don masks during the game. It's believed to be the first game of the season where both teams will mask up. BU officials mandated that teams wear masks during play for games on their campus. With both teams having their non-conference schedules canceled, this will be the Terriers' first home game of the year. And NFL teams continue to make personnel changes after the end of the regular season. The Jacksonville Jaguars have fired head coach Doug Marrone following a 1-15 season, and the Los Angeles Chargers have parted ways with their head coach, Anthony Lynn, after four seasons. The New York Jets fired head coach Adam Gase yesterday after just two seasons on the job that saw back-to-back losing campaigns. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.